your non-stop entertainment radio.
Beautiful people, it's another beautiful Sunday with your girl Samba. Welcome to Unclouded, where we strip life down to the truth. And tonight we are going to be talking about something very powerful. Yes, it's always powerful anyways. Talking about love. Love is powerful, you know. We're talking about something that has inspired songs, poetry, movies, you know, and life-changing decisions. We're going to be talking about love. But we're not talking about the careful type of love. Tonight we're talking about the power of falling in love when we stop thinking about the consequences, you know. You meet people every day. They make you laugh. They make you feel, you know, seen. They make you feel special. And suddenly they are the person that you want to talk to morning, afternoon, night, every moment you have available. And That person want to be the last voice you hear at night before you go to bed. But sometimes when we fall in love, something, you know, quite interesting happens. We stop asking certain questions. We get so carried away. We stop thinking about the risk. You stop thinking about everything, just stops. When you start falling in love with someone, or when you fall in love with someone, everything stops. You ignore the warnings. Because we believe love can fix everything. But tonight, we ask an honest question. Is falling in love without thinking about consequences beautiful or dangerous? Let's talk about it. But before we do, let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba. Yeah, that is how it feels. It feels like if you don't have that person, you've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is what it means, you know, to fall in love. Let's talk about why falling in love feels so powerful. When people fall in love, the brain releases chemicals that create, you know, feelings of happiness and excitement. I forgot what it's called, you know. The chemical makes people feel emotionally connected. It makes people feel excited, you know, hopeful. And you get some kind of energy that you can't even explain, you know. Everything feels new. Even the house you live every day looks more beautiful in your eyes. Everything just looks beautiful. And this is why love can feel, you know, almost addictive. For teenagers, this might feel like, you know, strong crush that takes over your thoughts. And for adults, it feels like deep emotional attachment and companionship. Let me ask you, do you remember the first time you realized you were truly in love? Sometimes it's always good to try to remember. You know, especially when you're not feeling too good or you're not feeling, you know, up to anything, you know, just make yourself happy, look back. But well, even saying that, some people, when they think back to that, it probably will make them feel sad. So it depends. But for me, sometimes if I'm a bit down, I try to go to, you know, my good places. Sometimes it's always good to find one. And when we fall in love, you know, it makes us to ignore all the logic. It makes us to ignore reality. All you want to do at that moment is just to enjoy that feelings you've got. So enjoy what your brain is feeling, your body is feeling, what your brain is passing through, you know, your veins, everything in your body, your mood. That is all we care about at that moment. Someone may stay in a relationship even when there are warnings. You know, when they see all the warning signs like popping, pa, 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 pa. And sometimes you may forget what you normally would not accept because you're in love. Sometimes we take emotional and or financial risk just because we are in love. And that is where my people will say, ah, oti lo ja sumbo boye. Oh, oti lo otomokbo sumbo boye baby. No. Some people can be so stupid when they are in love. Or, no. It can't be like people are stupid when they are in love. I'll rephrase that. But it's not stupidness. It's not stupidity. It's just love. But I believe love is not supposed to blind us. And why? Why do they do this? Because sometimes the heart sometimes becomes louder than the mind. But you know what? Healthy love should not require someone to ignore their well-being, to ignore their sanity. Healthy love should not cause you pain. Please think when you're in love so that you won't regret it. Let me ask you that. Have you ever been in love and ignored red flags? Have you ever ignored red flags? Now I'm talking to you. You. Are you ignoring all that red flags at the moment because you are in love? You know, I come here every Sunday to remind some of us or to wake us up sometimes. Because you might be there right now being in love with someone and you're not thinking. Maybe this is just a reminder to tell you, think. I know right now your heart is louder than your mind. But try. Think about it before you take that step. While you're thinking about it, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba. Have you ever loved somebody so much it makes you cry? Have you ever needed something so sad you can't sleep at night? Have you ever tried to find the words but they don't come out right? Have you ever? Do anything.
understand. Have you ever had someone steal your heart away? You give anything to make them feel the same.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded on Radio Africana. Okay, I know summer is coming. Summer is almost here, or is even here already, because the weather keeps fluctuating, you know. And this is the time when everybody is getting ready for, you know, summer, getting toned up, you know, looking for that banging body. Because you're what? You want to look good for summer. And this is when, you know, we get to see different kind of shape and sizes. We fall in love on first sight, you know. But just remember one thing, yeah? While you're doing this, also remember that your mental health, you know, matters a lot. Don't fall in love blindly, especially you men, my brothers. I know summertime, your eyes will be popping everywhere, pa, 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 pa. But you girls out there, listen, learn to differentiate between love and infatuation. Is that guy loving you for your body? Or for your brain, or for you? Think about it. I just make a borrow on a small sense before I continue. Nothing concern you, but I'm just reminding you, be careful. It's about time. Let's talk about love and infatuation. You know, many people confuse infatuation with love. Infatuation is intense attraction. That is why I spoke about, you know, because some of you girls, your figure can kill somebody. Like my brother will say, and you know, it happens so quickly. It feels exciting and overwhelming because it's infatuation. But you know what? Real love grows quietly, slowly. And let's talk about what real love includes. When somebody really loves you, if the love is real, they will respect you. They'll be patient with you. They will trust you. And it also includes emotional safety. They will not toy with your emotions. Please, guys, if you're watching me live, like and share. Thank you. You know, especially for young listeners, it is important to understand that, you know, strong feelings do not always mean lasting love. Because when you meet yourself for the first time, because you both are new to each other, you do everything to please each other, you want to go out all the time, you want to do everything. But as soon as you get into each other, pam, that's it. All the tension of that newness, you know, pops off. And that is when you start knowing, you know, the real person you're dealing with. So learn to differentiate, you know, both. When somebody truly love you, they will take it slow with you. It's not like they want to do everything at the same time. But no. If you're thinking about a long-lasting relationship, a relationship you want to have, why are you in a hurry? Why are you in a rush? Why? Take it easy. Sit back and ask yourself, is this love or is it infatuation? Because some of us, we fall in love so quickly. Some. It's about knowing each other and getting to know each other deeply before you start having that feelings of, okay, I'm in love with this person. And sometimes there's love at first sight. But you thought it makes you look bad. Because it's only to love at first sight. So don't get it mixed up. Because love at first sight, fake look what you see many, many fake love at first sight. Because most of we ladies, when a man makes you feel special, makes you feel on top of the world, you just say is love. I don't know if I can say this, Jerry. Maybe I can say it in Yoruba. That is when you understand that it's not true love. I hope you can understand that. Let's quickly go on a short break. Very short break. Be right back.
No.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. Let's talk about why people take big risk for love. Well, people have always taken risk for love anyways. Every day, every time. Some people move cities for love. Rankadede. I praise you guys. It's not a bad thing, but I hope it's really worth it. Some even leave their job for love. I hope it's worth it too. And some people stand up to their families, because sometimes you have a girlfriend, your family don't like that girlfriend, and you're in love with that girl. Yeah, you can stand up for the girl. You can stand up to your family. But while you're standing up to your family, sit down and think. What are they saying? What have they seen? what is it that they've noticed. But what I will also tell you, sometimes it's good to follow your mind. Jimin, are you one date the babe? But at the same time, use brain. You're asking me which one should you pick. Pick the one that suits you. Yes. You want to listen to your family? It's a good thing. But also listen to yourself. Follow your mind. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes those risks, you know, leads to beautiful love stories sometimes. And that is why I'm asking you, listen to yourself. And you know what? Other times, they lead to heartbreak. Yes. So, it's two-way things. The key question is, when is love worth the risk? Yeah, I know most of us can't answer that. When is it worth? But you know what? It is worth the risk when both people respect each other. When both people grow together and communicate. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner. That is when it's worth it. Oh dear. Love. Love is a beautiful thing. I can't remember that song. Well, yes. Love is beautiful. But at the same time, it hurts. You just have to think, know what you're doing before falling in love. And when you fall suddenly, because there are some of us that just fall suddenly, pause and think. I know you want to enjoy all the beautiful feelings, you know, enjoy all the beautiful moment, but pause and think. It is very important. Why do some people fall in love? Why do people like us fall in love? Some people fall in love deeply and very quickly. Like I said. And this happened because of loneliness. If you have been lonely for a very long time and you find that princess or that prince charming, your leg will wobble. You will fall so deeply like you're falling from Kilimanjaro to the floor. Now, it depends if you get a cushion at the bottom or you fall straight to the floor. Some is desire for connection. They want to connect with somebody. Loneliness is not good. It's tough. It's not everyone that is happy that is not lonely. Don't get it wrong. You say, he's got many friends. Why is he lonely? Yeah, you can have many friends and be lonely. You can go to work every day and be lonely. Because when you go to work, you come home, you've got no one, you know, to say, hi, are you, what's up, what's happening? Or someone to talk to after work. Depression is real. Some fall deeply because of emotional vulnerability. And you know what? Love can really feel like emotional safety. You feel safe with that person you're in love with. You feel like you can tell them all the things that you've bottled up inside of you that you couldn't share with anyone. You want to talk to them every moment, every minute, any time you've got. You just want to talk to them or chat with them. And sometimes you just want to be around them. Especially where we are. My African brothers and African sisters, loneliness can be like torture. It is real. So because of that, you know, most time we fall in love very deeply without thinking. I'm not saying it's wrong to fall in love. I'm just saying, you know, you should think it through. And don't just fall in love with just anybody. Think about it. Don't let anybody play with your emotions. Don't let anybody play with your, you know, mental health. Because it's easy to fall, but sometimes it's not easy to get up from it. Like I say, you know, love can feel like emotional safety. But relying on one another, you know, to complete your happiness, you know, can become unhealthy. Your happiness is yours. Your happiness is within you. Don't rely on anybody to make you happy. And that is when you make that great mistake. When you think, oh, without this person, I can't be happy. You can. If anybody will make you happy, that will be like added happiness, not your real happiness. You need to be happy for you. Your happiness is within you. Look for it, find it, and you can share with someone. Because healthy relationships, you know, include two individuals who support each other. Not one person losing themselves completely, no. You don't lose yourself because you're in love. Or yourself. Be strong. Don't lose yourself. Because when you lose yourself and your heart is broken, it's very hard to come back from that. Because it's going to feel like the whole of you was taken away. Like you don't even know yourself anymore. You feel empty. Because you think that person has gone with you. Come on. Love, but don't love blindly. You need to love without losing yourself. A strong relationship allows both to grow. It allows both people to grow. Love should not require someone to give up, you know, their dreams, their identity, their personal values. Love should not require that. Love should add to your life, not erase who you are. So everybody will say because they love you, you should not go out again. You should become a layer. Because they love you, you should not do certain things. You should not go out at night. You should not wear certain clothes. You should not hang around certain friends. That is not love. That is controlling. But don't get it wrong though. If they're asking you not to move with certain friends and you know that they are bad friends, it's quite different. Because too much of everything is bad. Anybody that loves you should add to your life. Not erase who you are. Not stop you from doing things that makes you happy. Not stop you from doing things that gives you joy. When someone is in love with you, they should be able to support you. Support what makes you happy. And if you don't identify that before you go into a relationship, you can never, never get it right. Find yourself before you find love. That will make sense. Because when you find yourself, nobody can tell you who you are. You know who you are. You know who you want to be. Love should not stop you from having the future you planned to have. Love is supposed to coexist with your plan. Yes. Tell him that I said so. Or tell her that I said so. Yeah. Let's talk about, you know, the role of boundaries in love. Yeah. When you're in love, you should have boundaries too. I'm not saying overdo it too, because all of you, auntie, over sabi auntie and over sabi uncle, you know. Boundaries are essential in relationship. Very. Because boundaries protect emotional health. It protects respect. Your personal identity. And even when you're deeply in love, it is important to maintain your self-respect. Are you listening? Even when you're madly in love, you need to protect your self-respect. Do not let anybody disrespect you. It is very important that you maintain communication. Because love without communication, yeah. When you're in love and you don't communicate, I don't understand how you people do it. Because I know some people that they don't talk. On this program, I'm going to bring my sister and my brother. You know, they are married. And trust me, they are crazy duo. Maybe they are listening to me right now, I don't know. But you can come to my house and beat me up. You need to learn from them. And I'm not saying they are perfect. I'm sure they do have their you know, bad times also. Because maybe sometimes, you know, next week we're going to talk about, you know, the 7-7 rules of relationship. When you see them, you think they are brothers and sisters. You think they are best friends. So like I was saying, even when you're in love, you need to maintain communication. Communicate with each other. And also, it's very important you maintain personal space. And that is part of the respect I'm still talking about. Respect your personal space. Know what your partner likes and what your partner doesn't like. Know the right time to talk to your partner. Know when they are not in the mood. Learn how they put their things, arrange their things, how they want their things to be, and don't disrespect that. Learn when they just want to be alone. Because don't think because you're in a relationship, you know, your partner doesn't have time to be alone or to have alone time. It's good. Because we eat eba all the time. Sometimes you want something different. Sometimes you just don't want to be in company of your partner. You just want to hang out with friends. Oh, dirty people. I'm not talking about the other one. Because when I say who likes to eat eba all the time now, your mind is running riot in your head. I'm not there yet. I'm just saying. Sometimes your partner just want to hang out with boys, or sometimes your woman wants to hang out with her friends, her girlfriends. Don't go, am I not enough for you? Yes, you're sometimes you're not enough. Because love is not everything. Gumbody is not everything. Because some of you, you're like Akagom, or what's that other gum? Gorilla. Me and my husband. Wait, happen. Give him space. Let him hang out with his friends. Sometimes even your man just want to hang out with your children. Sometimes you just want to be. Respect their space. Let them breathe. I'm talking to both. I'm not talking to the male only or talking to the female. I'm talking to both of you. Learn to give your partner the breathing space. Stop stressing them. That is what they call personal space. And if you have something else to share, please send me a message. I'm with you. Let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba. Hey fam, welcome back to Uncluttered. We've been talking about, you know, falling in love and not thinking about the consequences. Let's talk about when love is worth fighting for. Oh, we'll go fight that good idea. Are your papa property? I mean, are you born? Just forget about my joke. You know, some relationships survive, you know, difficulties because both partners, they work together. And healthy love includes, you know, patience, effort, communication, you know, forgiveness. Love should always be mutual. One person cannot carry a relationship alone. One person cannot carry a relationship alone. It's not possible. Let me ask you, what is the most important thing love has taught you? Tell me, what is the most important thing love has taught you? Because some of you, love taught you to be careful, to be hyperactive. Some of you to be suspicious of everything. Some of you, love has taught you kindness. Yeah. And some, love has taught them, you know, to be unkind. What has love taught you personally? Some of you that are not in love, are you looking forward to falling in love with someone, or you're still scared? Because the last person broke your heart. Omo, carry yourself up. You keep trying till you get G. Yeah. Don't let anybody weigh you down. Don't let anybody make you give up on love. Don't let anybody make you feel like you can't be loved. Or you can't be loved, rather. Don't make anybody make you feel you're not beautiful, you're not worthy of love. My darling, you are. You are beautiful. Yeah, you're looking at yourself saying, I'm not beautiful enough. You are beautiful. They say, monkey, no fine, mama like him. There is someone out there that would love you for you. And when I'm saying, you know, when I'm talking about being beautiful, I'm not talking about physical beauty. Your inner self. How you treat people. How you carry yourself. What comes out of your mouth. My darling, you're beautiful. Never give up on love. You keep falling in love. You keep trying your best. But if I say fall in love, Omo, no forget. No go forget yourself. Oh. Fall in love with your brain. Think. Don't be in a hurry. I'm just saying, don't give up. And don't let anybody's, whatever anybody says, don't let it bother you. Do your thing, make yourself happy. Save yourself from all the chit chat. Omo, forget. Be happy. But while you're waiting to fall in love, please love yourself. It is very important that you love yourself. Yeah, I say that all the time. Love yourself. Care for yourself. If you like, you can take yourself out. Yeah, go get dinner by yourself. Look beautiful, dress. You never can tell. You can meet someone that will appreciate you for you. Don't sit in the house and expect somebody to come and knock on your door. Stop it. Go out, dress, mingle. Don't let anybody's words, you know, tie you down or make you feel sad. The person are good. Don't be good now. You are who you are. My dear, love is powerful. It is powerful. Love can bring joy. Love can bring connection. And love can also bring growth. We grow every day. That is why I'm saying, don't give up. If you love today and it's not working, you know, try again. We are learning. The mistake you made in previous relationship is going to help you in the relationship you're about to start, or you're thinking of starting. So don't give up. Because it didn't work with A, doesn't mean it's not going to work with B. Yeah. You want to stop? Tell me a story I've not heard before. Yeah, we're learning every day. I'm still learning too, but when you day streets, you will learn. your heart goes strong. So people will tell you something, you just look at them and say, what's this one talking about? My darling, love should never cost you your peace. It should not cost you your dignity or your future. It's very important you love yourself first. My love don't cost a thing. The power of falling in love is very beautiful. Wow. It's lovely. But the real wisdom is knowing how to love without losing yourself. Magorai. You know what I'm saying? Don't lose yourself. Love should inspire you. Yes, love should inspire you. Love should support you, your well-being, your sanity, your journey, your future. Love should support that. And you know what? Love should help you become the best version of you. If you're in love with somebody, all the time, Omo, that is not love. Oh, nifo kombale. You don't have rest of mind. If you are in love with somebody, you are shouting every time, do, ejo all the time. Omo, you are not in love, you are in trouble. Me, I can laugh to serious matter. I don't know what's wrong with me. If you are in love with somebody, you are not sleeping at night. Omo, you are indulging. You know, you know, you are in bondage. Maybe that is even better. That is not love. If you are in love, you don't have rest of mind. Like I've said before, love should help you become the best version of yourself. And once again, this is Uncluttered, where we strip light down to the truth. I love you guys, and I'm gonna be here again next Sunday. But for tonight, let me love and leave you. Good night, and I'm your girl, Samba.
Up in the Escalade, saw the W game to the valet, knew that it was game when you looked at me, pulling up your sleeve so I could see the rolly blade. Saw you later in the corner booth, raising up a toast so I would notice you, but you're hard to miss, think you ought to know, doesn't matter if you're balling out of control.
All that love is that you treat me right, give me all the things I need.
Chance, thought you'd understand. Baby, credit cards are in romance. Still, you're trying to buy what's already yours. What I need from you is not available in stores. Seen a side of you that I really feel.
doing way too much. Never keep it real if it doesn't change. Gotta hit the road. Now I'm leaving with my keys. I've got to go.
All that matters is that you treat me right. Give me all the things I need.